This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The first former president ever to face criminal charges is firing back.
It was a stunning and humbling spectacle.
Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment.
The first ex-president to ever face criminal charges.
34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
Manhattan prosecutor Alvin Bragg. Trump pleaded not guilty to all charges.
This fake case was brought only to interfere with the upcoming 2024 election.
After sitting stone-faced in the Manhattan court, Trump later told cheering supporters at his Florida estate, this is just the latest far-left bid to beat him, this time through the legal system instead of the ballot box. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The next court date for Donald Trump is December 4th, but his lawyers ask that he be excused from attending that hearing in person because of the extraordinary security required to have him show up. Chicago's been wrestling with crime and financial issues. Now it'll get a new mayor. Former teacher and union organizer Brandon Johnson's been elected Chicago mayor. The AP's Donna Warder.
Johnson took the stage Tuesday night for his victory speech, thanking supporters for helping usher in a new chapter in the history of our city. And he's promised that under his administration, the city would look out for everyone, regardless of how much money they have, whom they love, or where they come from. I'm Donna Warder.
Millions of Americans could see more brutal weather today from Michigan to Texas and Louisiana. Severe thunderstorms possible, damaging winds, hail, maybe even tornadoes. A cargo ship just sank off Turkey's Mediterranean coast. 9 crew members missing, all Syrian nationals. This is AP News. She is the queen. It's official. The AP's Norman Hall has this story.
King Charles III's wife has officially been identified as Queen Camilla for the first time. Buckingham Palace identified Camilla as Queen in the title listed on invitations for the monarch's May 6 coronation. Camilla, who until now has been described as Queen Consort, is given equal billing on the ornate medieval-style invitations that will be sent to more than 2,000 guests. The new title is another step in the remarkable transformation of a woman once derided as a homewrecker because of her role in the breakdown of Charles's marriage to the late Princess Diana. But Camilla has won over much of the British public with her warmth and down-to-earth humor since she married Charles in a civil ceremony in 2005. I'm Norman Hall.
Here in the U.S., the number of job openings slipped in February, a sign the job market may be starting to cool. About 10 million jobs were open in February. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.